Welcome to WebAds, practical web accessibility tips. WebAds. Website accessibility. Web standards.
Hello, and welcome to WebAx Podcast number 89, CSUN 2011 Preview. This is your host, as always, Dennis, and I have two special guests today, Jennison Assumption and Jared Smith. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Dennis.
Thanks for joining me tonight in this exciting podcast. So
I'm looking forward to getting away from the snow here and getting to San Diego.
Ditto.
Yeah, really. You guys aren't exactly in the warmest places in North America. Canada and Utah, right?
Yep.
So we're going to talk about the 26th Annual International Technology and Persons with Disabilities Conference, otherwise known as CSUN. The reason they call it that is because of who puts on the conference, and that's the California State University Northridge. I've only been one time before, so you know I'm not a big expert on this conference, but I guess I've been to this new location as much as everybody else, because last year I believe it was the first time in downtown San Diego. I believe is it North America's largest conference about disabilities?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure from what I've heard. And so besides, you know, web accessibility, there's lots of other categories of sessions or tracks, I guess you can say, education, employment, just about learning disabilities, blind, and a new one from what you guys have told me, emerging assistive technologies.
You got it.
Okay.
And one of the other streams that it seems to be growing in popularity is aging. So there's that whole kind of meeting of aging and disability and accessibility.
Right, good point. Okay, so before we really get into it, I'll just let you guys do just a real quick intro. I've had you both on the show before, but for anyone who for some reason doesn't know you guys or who you are and familiar with your work, let's just go ahead and do a quick intro. Jared, do you want to go first?
Sure. I'm Jared Smith from WebAIM. WebAIM is a nonprofit entity. We're based at the Center for Persons with Disabilities at Utah State University, and we do web accessibility consulting and technical assistance and really whatever people need help with in making their websites accessible. You can find a lot of information on our website at webaim.org.
Great, and that's webaim.org.
Yep.
Jennison.
Yeah, so in my night job, I co-direct the AdaptTech Research Network. It's out of Dawson College in Montreal. And we do research into the use and accessibility of different technologies by college and university students with disabilities. And you can learn more about that by going to AdaptTech, AdaptTech.org. And then in my day job, I do accessibility kind of in the main.
So
looking forward to going to CSUN.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I had a great time last year, and I'm anticipating an even better time this year. And now I know a lot more people and know them better than last year, so it's going to be pretty cool. Hopefully many of you listening can make it, and if not, just try next year. I know it's not cheap, and especially if you have to travel far. But it definitely is worth it if you can make it.
Yeah, you know, it really is just an amazing conference. You know, so many people there that are just passionate about accessibility. And, you know, I think this will be my eighth or ninth year going. And it's the one conference I go to every year that I just leave feeling rejuvenated. You know, it reminds me what it is that I'm doing, who I'm helping, and to see so many people there that have disabilities and you know, just interact with them and to share what it is that we're passionate about. It's just an amazing conference.
Yeah, it's interesting because this will be number 7 for me. And when I went for the first time, whenever anyone goes for the first time, I don't know if you remember back then, Jared, but it's overwhelming. I don't know how you felt, Dennis, but there's so many things to do and it's so hard to choose. I know this year they've cut out the Saturday session. So, there's going to be a lot more sessions to choose from, even more probably this time. But it's never easy to choose. So just for the new people coming this year, just pace yourself and give yourself time to have breaks so you can actually just sit and meet with people or go visit the exhibit hall or halls. I think there's 2 this year. But to go visit the exhibits and to do all that other stuff because otherwise you just get overwhelmed, right? You're just sitting in sessions, you're tired at the end of the day, and you don't want to do anything else.
Yeah. Well, for me last year, it was my first time, and I was giving one session on Twitter and web accessibility. So I was focused on that and, you know, the web accessibility, like, track. So it worked out pretty well for me. But this year, I'm not presenting, although on the Saturday, there's going to be a few activities going on, and I will be on a panel of judges on that Saturday that we could talk about more later if we get to it. But let's briefly talk about the sessions that you guys are going to do. Jared?
Yeah, we have a full schedule. We're giving a pre-conference workshop on Tuesday. It's a full-day session on HTML5 and ARIA. So a lot of kind of the cutting edge and innovation of web accessibility. We're doing that workshop with Stephen Faulkner and Hans Hillen from the Paciello Group, and that'll be a lot of fun. So we did something very similar last year, and it was well attended and well received, I think. So a good opportunity, I think, to get really learn, I think, HTML5 and ARIA from the people that are creating and really on the cutting edge of this. So that'll be that's the first thing we're doing. That's all day Tuesday. Then we have WebAIM has 4 other sessions. We have one that's called we called it the Screen Reader Web Accessibility Face Off, and we called it Face Off because death match we thought was maybe a little bit too strong, but really what we're going to do there is just have a little bit of fun and compare screen readers and their standards compliance, how they handle standard web accessibility, and just provide a little overview of some various screen readers, what they do and what some of the features are, and compare them a little bit. Another session that we're doing, this is actually a panel, and it'll involve Jennison as well as Sandy Wasmer, who's coming in from England, and John Folio, who's the accessibility specialist at Stanford University. And we're going to do a panel titled, Do We Need to Change the Web Accessibility? The web accessibility game plan. So really just discussing the current and future state of web accessibility, how we're doing, what we can do to make web accessibility maybe a little more mainstream, more efficient, and hopefully remove some of the barriers to web accessibility. We have a session on Friday that's going to review our screen reader user surveys. We've conducted now 3 surveys of screen reader users, and we've just found some real fascinating information and data that we've collected from those. We're going to share information from our most recent survey, the results of which have not even been published yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this going to be the premiere of the results of the 3rd WebAIM screen reader survey?
Pretty much. We're crunching data right now. We're going to release data probably towards the end of this month, and then, of course, we'll be discussing it there at CSUN a couple of weeks later. So cool. That'll be exciting. Some really really pretty fascinating things thus far that we've found in the data, and hope to be able to share that. And then on Friday, we're going to do a session previewing the next version of WAVE, which is our web accessibility evaluation tool. So a lot of really exciting features there that we're going to be happy to kind of give people a sneak peek into.
That's awesome. That's all great stuff. And especially the first session you mentioned, the HTML5 and ARIA, I mean, who else better can you have for the ARIA besides Steve Faulkner and Hans Hillen?
Yeah, no doubt.
So, that's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, people look at those pre-conferences. It's a few $100, I think, to get a full day of training that, you know, to be honest, if you were to go to either one of our shops, the Pachella Group or WebAIM or anywhere else, you know, you're going to be paying a lot more than that for a day of training generally on accessibility, just at the level you're going to guess. Pretty good deal, and it's going to be a lot of really good content.
Yeah. So, Jennison, I know Jared kind of mentioned one of your activities already. Yes, you want to tell us about what you're going to be up to?
Sure. So in addition to sitting on the panel that Jared invited me to, I'm going to be speaking with some friends and colleagues from Washington, D.C. Patrick Timoney, who is the Adaptive Technology Librarian over at the Martin Luther King Library, and John F. Crofton III, who does accessibility goodness for Army.mil. And we're going to be talking about the work we've been doing educating developers and others using the unconference format. We've had some fun and some good success running accessibility unconferences at BarCamp in Washington, D.C., and I gave a hand to one in Boston. And so we're going to talk about that, and our plan is to kind of leave people inspired to want to potentially run one of these in their own city as another way to kind of spread awareness and training to developers and to other people at the grassroots who may not necessarily be able to come to a conference like CSUN, but who are interested in accessibility and who want to just get some basic information or some advanced info. It's all about community building and building it at the grassroots, and we're doing that. I was just checking the schedule now. I think we're on Wednesday, but well, let's keep talking.
Yeah, go ahead, Jared.
Yeah, I just looked it up for you. It's Wednesday at 9:20 in the morning.
Okay, sure.
You bet.
At least last year, that was pretty big in the accessibility space, the BarCamp / unconference format going on. And if you look for that session, the official title is Building IT Accessibility Awareness and Community Using the BarCamp Unconference Format.
Hey, we were told not to use catchy titles.
Yeah, CSUN titles, you gotta be conservative, right? Well, yeah. I know they let Jared have a little slack.
Yeah.
we didn't go with the death match, so.
Can I just say, though, one of the things you were mentioning, Dennis, earlier on, if you can't necessarily come this year to think about next year, but certainly if you're on Twitter, you can follow the CSUN11 hashtag and certainly get more than you bargained for. CSUN wall-to-wall cover.
Great point. Yes. Follow CSUN11, CSUN11, the hashtag on Twitter, our best friend.
And we're having a tweet up that Jared and ACLO are running.
Yeah, you want to tell us about that, Jared?
Sure. Yeah, you know, we started this a few years ago. We just, you know, when Twitter was just starting up, we started hearing about these things called tweet-ups, where, you know, get-togethers from people that were on Twitter, and we thought, hey, let's try that at CSUN. So we did it a couple years ago, and it was just a great success. Had a lot of people there and evangelized web accessibility and Twitter at the same time. And so we've done it the last couple of years. It's going to be Thursday evening there at the conference hotel. And just a chance to come. Network is our primary objective with the tweet up. Get to meet people, maybe people that you only know electronically through Twitter or other sources. So just network, come. We're going to have some lightning talks on accessibility, just 5-minute quick presentations. It'll be you know, a lot of fun, and hope you come out, even if you're not coming to the conference. I think, you know, we'd be happy to have people that might be in the San Diego area come out, and we'd be happy to talk accessibility with you.
I think it's also worth pointing out, Jared, on your what you just said, the actual exhibit hall is free as well. So if you're in San Diego and you just want to check out the exhibit hall, but can't come to the conference, that's also free of charge to drop in on the exhibit.
Great point.
Yep, you can get information on the tweet up at csuntweetup.com, csuntweetup.com, and we're going to start at 6 on Thursday and go for until we're done.
Do you guys have sponsors and everything lined up for that?
Yeah, we've got a few sponsors. We're working on some others. If you wanted to sponsor, that'd be great too, just to help get us, you know, refreshments and help cover the expenses of the location, things like that. So,
right. like Jennison mentioned, if you can't make it to the actual conference, well, like, you know, to pay for the sessions and stuff, yeah, come in and check out the exhibit hall, and the grounds of the hotel are really nice, too. I was really impressed. That was my first time to San Diego last year, and
yeah, it was
really cool.
It was a step up over, you know, the hotel that was in between the runways of LAX. That's for 24 years, and so San Diego, you know, looking out over the bay, it was definitely an improvement.
I have to say, as someone who's blind, I appreciated having, they had tours, hopefully they'll do that again this year, but they had tours for blind folks who needed to just get orientation around to where the different conference session rooms are and such, and the hotel layout itself is fairly straightforward. So if we have blind listeners to the podcast, look out for either tours or hunt me down. I'm happy to show you around. But the lobby and all the public spaces are fairly straightforward.
They got to be doing that again this year, I would think.
Because we have more rooms, too.
And that was funny. Last year, Jennison was leading me around the hotel. So, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Now, Dennis, you're staying off-site, right? You're not staying at the conference hotel?
Correct.
Yeah,
I'll be off-site. Well, hopefully next year I can actually stay at the hotel. But I think
it's important to tell listeners that, you know, although obviously it's really good if you can stay at the conference hotel, for those whose wallets can't necessarily absorb the cost, there's certainly hotels around the vicinity. So don't let the cost of the conference hotel kind of keep you from potentially coming if you can afford the rest of it. Like any other conference, right? There's always a conference hotel, but there's other hotels right around the area. I know I stayed at an Embassy Suite. This is right across the street last year. But this year I'll be staying at the Hyatt. Just look around, use your whatever trip tools you have and see what's closest. But don't let that stop you from coming, if you can come anyway.
Good point. The next note I have here is, if you're going and you're a web social media buff, you can always register at lanyard.com. Our friend John Folio from Stanford, I believe, is a big Lanyard fan and registered CSUN 11 on there. So you could just go to lanyrd.com. and look up CSUN 11, and you could put your name on there to show that you're attending or that you're presenting or whatever. It's a cool website.
And just to add on to that, Dennis, Hal Smith set up the LinkedIn event. So if for those of you on LinkedIn and you want to show to your professional colleagues there that you're on attending the conference, so it's good because whether you use Lanyard or LinkedIn, it's always good to kind of bring this conference to a more mainstream crowd. So if you're on LinkedIn and you're coming, just search for CSUN as an event. And it's also, CSUN is also on Facebook. The Center on Disabilities has their own Facebook page as well, and you can check in or like the conference there. However you show your attendance on Facebook. So there's definitely a bunch of different ways. And I think the more ways we all kind of do that in a way, it's kind of hidden there, but we're kind of showing to you people who might not know about accessibility about these conferences, and the more we do that, the more we can get accessibility more mainstream.
Oh, for sure. And that's awesome that, you know, that everybody's doing this, and that's what social media is for. So, and that's why I invited you guys to come on the show because I obviously don't know everything that's going on, so that's a great point. So you get Lanyard and LinkedIn and Twitter and whatever else. Okay, so yeah, like I said, I'm not presenting, but I was asked to be on a panel of judges on that Saturday morning, so that's cool. There's this SS12 Codeathon going on. And go to ss12.info for more information. But basically, it's a contest for college students to create accessible websites and other technologies. And Mike Paciello and myself and who else? There's a couple other folks I'm not familiar with. Somebody from Microsoft is going to be judging, so that should be pretty fun.
Is that Daniel Hubble?
No, Anuska Perkins?
Okay. I think that's great. That's that whole project possibility thing, and I think, Derek, you'd agree with me that, like, this is great that college students are getting educated on accessibility, because I think that's one area where we really need to start looking at is educating those people who are in school now about accessibility so they can throw that on their resume and sell it as a skill and build more accessible apps.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it says it's for an opportunity for undergraduate and graduate software developers to make profound difference by developing innovative, empowering software projects for disabled persons and win prizes for their work.
Why not?
So yeah, so that'll be a good thing.
One piece of advice I have is make sure you register a seat in your session that you want to go to. Because there are people at the doors with different sessions who are checking off just to make sure there's enough room and seats and stuff. So I would definitely, it also keeps you on track. It's like, for me, I'm always off track. So having a confirmed set of sessions that I'm supposed to be going to at least keeps things on some sort of level playing field. Doesn't mean you can't stick out, but it at least reminds you of what the stuff you want to look at.
Yeah, that's a great point. I gotta do that myself. So if you're registered for the conference, you should log in and then go, and for the sessions you want to attend, make sure you register for that session.
Yeah, you can do it through your notebook.
Jared?
No, there's so many to choose from. It's hard. Just looking through the schedule, there's a lot of really good, exciting sessions this year. So you just go and get what you can, but... And then network like crazy. This conference is really about the people. You know, the people you get to meet and learn from. And if you can make it, we'd be excited to meet you there.
Absolutely.
And just to reiterate what you mentioned earlier about the trend, can you elaborate on that about the trend going more electronic and these emerging assistive technology track and things like that?
CSUN was more traditionally, in years past, really focused on assistive technology. And I think we've seen a shift in the last several years, at least, more towards web, towards internet technologies, emerging things like mobile and gaming, things like that. So it's exciting. There's still certainly a very strong emphasis on assistive technology, and there should be. But it's interesting just to see how technology, really, even emerging technology has become a pretty strong theme of the conference.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, that's one of the main reasons I wanted to go, because, there's more of the web accessibility and the mobile. There's a lot of, it's not a track yet, I guess, but there's a lot of sessions on mobile accessibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you wanted to add, Jennison?
You may have done this in your intro, Dennis, but just to remind folks of the date. So the pre-conferences are on the 14th and the 15th.
Oh yeah, you know what? I don't even, I might have missed that part. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the conference days themselves are the 16th, 17th, and 18th, Wednesday to Friday. And you can if you want to, and I don't work for CSUN, by the way. But you can if you want to go by pay for a single day. If you can only stay, make it a long weekend and come to San Diego on the Thursday or come on the Friday. There's Tuesday night, there's the opening plenary, which is always not to be missed. It's an international panel this year. I believe if my memory serves. Jared, you maybe remember more.
No, I don't. Nope.
Okay. But I think it's a panel this time around. Talking about different topics, so that can be interesting. But I know that there's a bunch of you folks who are coming straight from South by Southwest to see some, so I know it's going to be busy for those of you who are doing that, but.
Yeah. And the conference website is csunconference.org, csunconference.org.
Correct. And I'll put that link and the hotel link and stuff in the show notes. But yeah, did I fail? I'm not sure. I don't think I did. I say the dates at the beginning. It's March. The full conference is March 14th through the 19th, the Monday through the Saturday, and then so the pre-conference is the Monday and Tuesday. The conference is Wednesday through Friday, and then Saturday they just have some of these extracurricular activities.
Yeah, and I think the exhibit hall is open on the Saturday as well. So.
Oh, okay.
Again, if there are folks who are San Diego local, you can swing by the Hyatt and check out the exhibit release.
Wow, well, that was a lot of great information, you guys. So thanks again for joining me, and I will see you next month at CSUN.
See you guys there.
Yeah, see you there. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay, bye.
The WebEx podcast and blog at webex.blogspot.com. That's WebEx.blogspot.com.